Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, whenever there's a crisis in your life or in others' folks' lives that are connected to you, you want to know who's in control. People want to find out who has the authority? Who has the ability to solve the crisis, bring about stability, and restore and maintain a peaceful and prosperous way of life? When Hurricane Helene hit Western North Carolina several months ago, bringing suffering and death to that region, both local and federal officials came under fire for their alleged poor response to the crisis. They were accused of having the authority to respond more quickly to the crisis, but seemed to be lacking the urgency to respond. Even today, it seems as if the state of the world, and particularly our nation, is one of ongoing crises, which are causing many people to say, who's in control? People want to know, as a nation and people, how we are going to solve our global problems, such as terrorist attacks, war, crime, hunger, COVID, and economic instability. Who has the necessary authority, power, ability, and desire to address these issues? Our inability to find real solutions to problems is often mirrored in our own personal lives as well. When financial setbacks arise, when our personal dreams are dashed, when our children seem bent on self-destruction, we ask ourselves, in effect, who's in control? We certainly don't feel like we are. We long to create order and peace and well-being in our own families. We desire the authority and the power to change our life's circumstances. This is why the number one desire of all people in every situation of life, whether it be global or personal, is power. Somebody say power. What is power? Power is the principal issue of humanity. Power is defined as the ability to influence and control circumstances. Listen to me good. People may not express their desire for power exactly that way. But ultimately, people desire the ability to manage and shape their circumstances. We desire to reverse personal and family setbacks. And we desire to build a better life for ourselves. Am I right about it? When we accept this truth about our desire for power, we need to understand that our greatest desire is not really money. Our greatest desire is power. We want the capacity to control what we eat, where we live, what we drive, and how we will conduct our own life. I knew it was going to be quiet. And you know what I have discovered? Every sane and logically thinking human being desires power. And again, power is defined as the ability to influence and control the circumstances in the world around us. For many of us, the lack of this ability to influence and control the circumstances of our lives fills our lives with many frustrating and painful scenarios. The chaos in our world and the uncertain nature of our individual lives reveals the absence of the authority and power that can address our deepest needs and our most critical issues. This is the reason why many of us admire and try to emulate the pseudo-talented, powerful, and influential people of this world. In the days that we are living in, people are desiring stardom. Can I talk to y'all? People are seeking stardom anywhere they can find it. How many Facebook likes you have on your Facebook page? Oh, come on now, come on now. I know I'm meddling. This, I believe, is the impetus behind all of the so-called reality TV shows. People love to watch programs that are geared towards stardom. These shows are successful because many people are looking for ways to escape the human quicksand of cultural, social, and economic control. People want to become stars in the media, stars in athletics, stars in business, and I hate to say it, even in Christianity. Because stars have influence, and influence brings you power over folk. You have a lot of stars in the church. When I was a child, I was a child of the 60s. And as a child, I understood the 60s to be the age of stars or superheroes. I remember each Saturday morning, taking the whole Saturday morning to watch my superheroes. I watched Batman, Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Thor, The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man. And then there was one show that even didn't feature a human, but he was a superhero, and that was Underdog. When Polly's in trouble, I am not slow. It's hip, 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 and away. Y'all were watching it with me. Listen, in 2025, in movie theaters, it has been told that there are at least 6 superhero-themed movies that will play this year of 2025 in a theater near you. It is interesting to note that many of these superhero-type characters have their origins in another world or on a distant planet. This may indicate that deep within the heart of mankind, there is an unconscious awareness that the solution to our earthly problems cannot come from our planet itself. Rather, our help must come from another realm or a future place, somewhere beyond this world we live in. This is what I believe the psalmist was alluding to in Psalm 121. He understood that the answers to his problems and troubles could not be found solely on the earth, but that there was another realm, a greater and higher power that needed to be sought. That is why he wrote, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? He answers, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The psalmist, in essence, was saying that beyond the loftiest physical hills that stood before him, there was another hill in the supernatural world, the abode of the King of Glory, the King of the heavens, and the King of the earth, the Almighty God. He said, this is the place where we should go in times of crisis. And so in closing, there are solutions for the problems and crises in our families, in our communities, in our businesses, in our nation, and in our world. As a people and planet under siege, we need help from a higher authority. Help from a greater world that has the ability to answer our problems and deliver us from all of our troubles. We need help from someone from above who has the experience in bringing light into darkness, life into hopelessness, and order out of chaos. Our help and our hope cannot be found in the person of President-elect Donald Trump, for he was formed in sin and shaped in iniquity. He may look like a superhero to some, but he is limited in power, limited in authority, and limited in ability. But there is someone who has all the credentials, who has all the power, who has all of the ability, and he has the desire to deliver us from all of our crises. Who am I talking about? Jesus. Can you call his name? Jesus. The Christ is the only one who has real power and real authority. He can do what no other power can do. So if we're going to make it and thrive in 2025, we must recognize what the psalmist recognized, and that is his help. I said his help comes from the Lord. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm convinced that my God is still in control. I am convinced that my God will still come to our rescue. I am convinced, no matter what comes, that he is able to rule, super rule. Yes, he is. And that he has the power to change things. Aren't you glad that you serve the supernatural God? That he has all power in his hands. Yes, yes, yes. Your neighbor and say, God is in control. I need to remind somebody that God is not going to allow anyone to usurp his throne. His throne is eternal. And he will always be Lord of Lords, and he will always be in control of our lives. Now, I must say this. just because you are a believer does not exempt you from going through the struggle. Yes, God is our God. As long as He is with us, we're going to be able to manage life with victory. But sometimes the victory comes through the storm. Come on, come on, come on. You have a testimony because you go through the test. So all of us are going to have some tests in 2025. But in the middle of your test, I dare you to say, God is in control. And He's going to bring me out.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.